Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam in London with some of the top stories internationally. And just remember, if you'd like to contribute to the show, 021-446-0567. And of course, 072-567-1567, even if you want to comment on any of Adam's stories. Adam, a very good morning. And we start with chaos in Hong Kong. That continues. Protesters have invaded the airport once again.
Yes, the authorities are trying to stop it. They've got a court order to stop protesters, but where in the world does a court order stop mass protests? Well, maybe in Hong Kong. 2 days of demonstrations. Essentially, people have just been flooding the airport and making it impossible to operate the airport properly. And on the one hand, there are plenty of passengers in there as well who aren't demonstrators, who are seeing their side of things, pro-democracy, pro-freedom of speech, etc. There are also plenty of passengers who are thinking, hang on a moment, you know, I paid good money for my flight, why am I now being thwarted? So there have been some slightly ugly altercations, shall we say, between protesters and passengers. But more to the point is, if there were to be another protest, and at this stage Hong Kong Airport is relatively clear, if there were to be another one, would Hong Kong ask for the Chinese army, or indeed would the Chinese army be sent in, the People's Liberation Army? If the PLA goes in, that's a very different kettle of fish. But at this stage, yes, there's been some violence. Yes, a few people have been hurt and had a few heads banged together, but nothing more than that, fingers crossed.
Well, Donald Trump very recently tweeted that according to his intelligence services, they are moving the army in.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're nearby, but then there are 6,000 soldiers based in Hong Kong anyway. Is that what he's referring to? Nobody has reported they've actually been seen at the airport so far.
Absolutely. Now, Russia's nuclear accident. Things certainly get clearer about last week's explosion.
Yeah, we mentioned this because essentially there was this radiation spike, and yet it was being passed off as a liquid propulsion test. And unfortunately, we know that some people got killed in this. Five officials got killed. Now we know there were five nuclear fission officials, which kind of makes it slightly different. Think, okay. And in fact, it has become clear that they were essentially working on a new kind of Russian cruise missile, a nuclear cruise missile, and that something went wrong, and therefore five of the scientists working on this particular missile got killed. But the difficulty is that whilst there's been a 16-fold increase in radiation in the area, in this relatively remote part, the local village of Nianoxa, at one stage was going to be evacuated because of the radiation fallout. At another stage, they decided either that they didn't need evacuating or it would look bad if they were. I can't tell which. Being Russia, can anyone tell which?
No, indeed. And finally, America's nutty TV man. He's going around dumping old TVs on doorsteps.
Oh, I love this guy. I mean, there appears to be absolutely no reason for it. And so therefore, technically speaking, he's dumping litter and he could get into trouble because of it. But essentially, this guy is walking around in Virginia and indeed driving around because he's dumping old-fashioned tellies. Remember the cathode ray tube? You might have seen one. Actually, I think my tennis club still got one of those. Tell you something about my tennis club. But otherwise, they're few and far between. But he's taking these old TV sets and putting them on the doorsteps of homes. And so far, several dozen, we're talking 30 plus people, have had an old TV end up on their doorstep. And as he does it, he dresses up as a television. So he's wearing an old TV set on his head. And in fact, according to one source, 60 residents around the state of Virginia have ended up with TVs on their doorsteps. On the one hand, it's kind of funny, kind of quirky. On the other hand, that's blooming annoying.
I'd go at number two. Thank you very much, Adam. That's Adam Gilchrist with his worldview from London.